Shildy, in the case of Wainwright, Molina, and Carpenter, is that what you would term veteran leadership tonight?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. You could throw Goldie in there as well. And, you know, Nolan played nice third base and took a tough at bat in that first. Yeah, absolutely. That's what that looks like. And, you know, it's done behind the scenes. It's done out of view from people. It's done, you know, in a lot of different ways. But some of the best ways is right out there on that field. And those guys all stepped up and put an end to the little situation we're in and took it by the horns and got after it and all contributed big parts.
Was that one of the biggest walks you've seen Molina draw in a while?
I'd have to say yes. There's another walk that's sticking out, but I can't recall exactly against who and where. But, yeah, that was obviously huge. I mean, you know, you're talking about some outstanding at-bats in that first inning. You know, Eddie got it started. Man, Nolan, O'Neill, and then, gosh, Yachty fought his tail off. You know, and just battle, and worked his walk and set Carp up to do what he does with the bases loaded.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Chuck Jones, Public News Democrat.
Mike, does it stand out to you that teams are in general being really aggressive about going after Tyler in the zone, and he's still sort of continuing to punish that as much as he has here the last couple months?
I mean, you have to throw it to the plate. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. You know, I mean, he's taking great at bats, you know, two big homers tonight. But that's really the mantra of what we're looking to do. And Tyler's been a poster boy for that, you know, get a ball in the zone and put a good swing on it. And he's clearly done that very well.
Is this about as long as you have seen your lineup here over the last couple of weeks? Yeah, I know that we've talked a lot about that, about adding that length, about finding guys kind of get in the niche there. It seems like with Tyler going, with Carp going, with Sosa going, that maybe you're starting to see that now, the length that you want to have.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's exactly right, Jeff. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, I was talking to Ollie. I mean, we talk and look and study and look, and I alluded to it before the, you know, last night after the game and a little bit on radio earlier today. But, you know, you look at our lineup and you really feel pretty good about where everybody is for the most part. And it's just about being able to string it together and put it together, you know. And tonight we were clearly able to do that. And it speaks to your point about the length of the lineup and it's important to turn it over and just took a lot of relentless at bats. And what I loved is, you know, we got the starter out early, clearly. And then there was a relentlessness and a mentality of just getting it done by every single guy. And that's what it took tonight. And that's what it takes.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
And Carp come up with the bases loaded twice in the past couple of days and deliver. How do you explain his ability in those situations? And I guess how big was that tonight specifically in the first inning to get those runs back for Wayno and kind of give him a little bit of a comfort to operate for the rest of the game?
That was huge. I know we'll get to Wayno, I'd imagine, in a minute. But gosh darn, you know, you look up, it's 2-0. You know, there could have been that here we go again. And guys said, no, it doesn't have to be here we go again. We got to figure that out. And, you know, Eddie punched right back. And what your question to Carp, you know, it's a big, big swing, you know, but how he does it, you know, I'm sure he could explain it better than I do. My observation is, you know, my strong suspicion is he knows the pitcher's in trouble with the bases loaded. And he's just going to try to just put a good swing on a pitch that he knows he's going to get because he's got nowhere to put anybody. And not try to do too much. He just has a nice stroke going, and you know he's got a nice stroke in general. But I would guess that's probably what he's doing is looking for a pitch he can do something with and put a good swing on it.
Yeah, you mentioned with Adam, you said he came back to the dugout, said I'm not allowing another run the rest of this evening, and for him and the entire pitching staff to go, I think it was 26-27, not one walk tonight. It's got to be one of the most encouraging nights you've seen from everyone up to bottom.
That's how it looks. You know, that's a. You know, he was he had two P's going for him tonight. He had poise and he had pace. You know, he didn't get shook in the first. Two runs were up there, and the third one's probably just a real pro in all capitals, P-R-O. He just said, you know what, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to make my pitches. I'm not going to make it bigger than it is. I'm going to actually – and you saw him, he worked at a really good pace tonight. And he had a elite mentality of this is what I'm going to do and this is how I'm going to do it, and that's it. And, you know, there is a mentality of either, you know, I'm just going to feel sorry for you. It's competition. And you either say, hey, I'm going to stop it. I'm going to get back to it. I'm going to get it done. And he clearly had a get it done mentality, and that's why he's such a winner.
Katie, were the Athletic?
Mike, is it hard to table anyone, any other starter or anyone in general that you would want on the mound tonight that can kind of be the stopper here? And, you know, Wayno seems to just rise to the occasion every time it's required of him. How important is that, and how much does the team respond to what he's doing out there?
Super important. Obviously, guy we always want on the mound, you know, in a big situation. And when we threw him in game two last year, which is a pivot game in the playoffs, and he pitched well. But, you know, he's just a guy that has grown from his experiences. And most importantly, he wants it. You know, he wants it and he prepares for it and he trusts it. And he's got that mentality that I'm going to beat you. I'm going to figure out a way to beat you. I'm going to make a pitch to beat you. If something doesn't quite go right, I may be frustrated, but I'm not going to feel sorry for myself or look for an out. I'm going to figure out a way to get it done. And that's a winners find solutions. And that's what Wayno is.
Nice to see him get a hit today.
Yeah, he was pretty pumped about the hit. Yeah, fired up about the hit. So he's on the board and now. He's going to, you know, watch out.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Brandon Kiley, 101 ESPN St. Louis.
Yeah, just a couple of quick things, Shilty. You said yesterday you were confident. You said it with convictions. The Cardinals are about to get hot and that you were about to break this streak. What gave you that confidence that this team was about to break through and they were going to be able to break through that losing streak and get hot again?
I believe in our team. I believe in the players on it. I see how they prepare. I see how they compete. I mentioned about the at-bats. You know, like I said, we're talking and we feel like a lot of guys are in a pretty good place. And, you know, it's a team that I believe in and I trust. And I know the quality of competitors. I know the quality of preparation. And I saw a group of guys that I just felt good that this group was going to come and lay it out there like they had been. And after a period of time, that pays off. And, you know, obviously got Wayno going, and that's part of it. But I feel good with anybody we run out there, and that's the mentality that I have for our team, and I know they have for themselves.
Another big game, both offensively and defensively, for Tyler O'Neill. Is it fair to say at this point that he's playing at an all-star level? Like, is that how good he's been so far this year for you guys?
No question. Great play coming in, sinking line drive. Yeah, I don't think there's any question he's playing at an all-star caliber. And he's, you know, that's the kind of player he is. But yes, I would say that unequivocally.